I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago,
Oh my
and
God,
I
how'd it
got
go?
complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented, and I was like, well, they're spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I
Oh,
won't name. But
this
if you
ain't
love this album, you're
Texas.
gonna this ain't Texas. You're gonna want your Tecovas. You know, this ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience, it's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You or Jayla? Yo, 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 they wanna know.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
And today is a very special episode. It's the 2019, the third annual Whoomie Awards.
Woo!
Otherwise known as the Whoomies. I realize that we've sort of dug ourselves our own grave. We've dug our own grave with regards to the naming of this award show. It's supposed to be pronounced like, who, me? That's the award show. Like, that's what it is.
No, I think it's very good, actually. I don't know what
when
you're
you write
about.
It out, it's crazy. I'm sort of like, I lose all sense of punctuation.
It's
and
who
grammar. Like,
do you put
them together? Is it one word? Do you
yes.
put an apostrophe
yes.
before the S?
Yes.
It's just,
yes.
do we do M-I-E-S?
Yes.
It's but Whoomies. It's the Whoomies.
Yes. All of the answer is yes. Yes.
It's really, really special. I'm not sure how many of you came to the live show because we had it at the Beverly Hilton. It was very well attended.
Yes.
It was catered. Yeah, it was catered by Elizabeth Chambers' bakery.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very good. Everyone had a really good time. We have audio of it. We can take you there.
Yeah,
I'm
we
sure.
don't normally like to do a live show situation, but this was really exciting because
no.
we pulled out all the stops. We pulled out all the stops.
We spent a lot of money on this show, and it was great. And I'm sure a lot of you came, and we really appreciate you coming because there were hundreds and hundreds of people there. Let's just cut to the tape. Cut to the tape. Okay, thank you for listening to the Whoomies. Live from the Beverly Hilton in fabulous Los Angeles, California, it's the 2019 Whoomies! And now, your hosts for the evening, Elizabeth Holmes and Greta Thunberg! Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Wow, 2019, what a year. Hey, Greta, how did you get so well liked? Everyone hates me.
I don't want to be liked. I just want to save the planet from self-destruction. I was told that's what I was doing here. Is it not?
I was told this was a condition of my parole.
All of planet Earth is in a prison of their own making.
Greta, it appears everyone is cheering you and booing me. I guess being well liked is in your blood.
I don't get it. But Mummy and Daddy say I have to do this before I can get a zero emissions wind-powered car for my birthday. I beg of you, present the first award.
Here are the nominees for Daily Mail Headline of the Year. Wow, you finally like me.
It appears they do not.
And the nominees for Daily Mail Headline of the Year are... What a yoke. Kylie Jenner loses her spot as Instagram's number one, as picture of an egg becomes the most liked image on Instagram. Tom Hardy and Charlotte Riley, quote, welcome their second child, as they name baby son Forrest after Tom Hanks's character Forrest Gump. Repeated pet kidnapper Megan Barton Hansen steals and loses Love Island co-star Charlie Brake's cousin's hamster in drunk row, as she recruits her mom to try and find the rodent. Jamie King clutches a parenting book while in Beverly Hills, 1 year after she was attacked by a crazed man in the same city. Catherine Zeta-Jones nails airport chic in lilac suit and fedora hat as she arrives in New York with a trolley full of suitcases. Mandy Moore is seen for the first time in LA since she made it to base camp at Mount Everest, where 11 people have died so far this year. Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson carry 360-pound leather sex bench complete with restraints as giggling girlfriends take extremely racy purchase into their LA home. Coca-Cola bottling heir and his fellow billionaire business partner arrested in St. Kitts after landing on a private jet with actor Jonathan Rhys-Meyers and, quote, 5,000 cannabis plants worth $1.3 million on board. Dash, which they insist is legal. Glee's Heather Morris and Naya Rivera reunite at Monster Truck Show, as Leah Michelle pays tribute to Corey Monty.
Wow, what is this award show?
And the whom he goes to. Mandy Moore is seen for the first time in LA since she made it to base camp at Mount Everest, where 11 people have died so far this year. By Anita Katie. Anita Katie could not be here, so we will be accepting the award on her behalf.
Congratulations, Anita Katie.
What's next, Greta?
This is the award for Worst Apology. And the nominees are Millie Bobby Brown, my friend, her apology for defending a fictional serial killer. Oh, no. Vegan YouTuber Ravana's apology for eating fish. James Charles' apology for pissing off Tati. And Moby's apology for claiming he dated Natalie Portman. And the award for worst apology goes to... James Charles for pissing off Tati. Congratulations.
Okay, okay, Greta Elizabeth... You can go. This isn't working out. Shut it down. Okay.
Wait, please what? Leave. I was starting to enjoy myself.
What's happening?
All right. This is ridiculous.
Okay,
this joke's old. I don't
leave.
Like
this
it.
Is bad.
We spent so much money on these two, and yet it's just not working out. Even I can't.
Look, you got your day rate. Just leave. This is a bad idea.
We spent
this
all of our ad idea. Money on this, and it just really isn't working out. We need to just take this
back. This is bad. Just leave. Okay. That was a bad idea. It was a failed experiment. We're back. We're going to do the whole thing ourselves. We're very sorry for putting the audience
I'm
through
so
that.
I'm so sorry. I mean, doesn't it feel like Greta has... I mean, I know Elizabeth does not, but Greta definitely has way more important things that she should be doing, right?
Yes. Yes. God. Their accents are both so strange. I don't know where either of them are from.
Yeah,
it's
it almost
very
feels
weird.
Like, did we just hire impersonators or did we get the... I can't tell. I don't know.
I don't know who we got. I don't know who we got, but that was bad. Okay. So now we're going to present the rest of the awards ourselves. Beginning with the Ray J Entrepreneurship Award, brought to you by Raycon, the next wave. These are the nominees for the Ray J Entrepreneurship Award, brought to you by Raycon, the next wave. Katy Perry, for her problematic shoe line. Rita Ora, for her new brand of tequila, Prospero. Christina Milian, for her beignet truck. Hailey Bieber, for the beauty line she failed to get a trademark for, Bieber Beauty.
Doesn't it technically not exist?
I don't really think... No, but it can still get an award.
Okay, I'm just saying it technically
sort
doesn't
of exists.
Exist. It doesn't really... She didn't really make the you know, the company. I mean,
not all of us can create companies that are you can literally walk into, like a beignet truck.
True.
Or a shoe. You can walk into a shoe. That makes sense.
You totally
sense.
Can.
And Rita Ora really barely did anything other than lend her name and, like,
okay,
image
let,
to
relax.
The tequila company.
Relax. We're not giving her the award, but we should still give her
don't
some
forget,
respect.
Don't forget, you interrupted my nominees. The final nominee, Amanda Williford, also known as Willa Ford,
for her interior design business, whose name I completely forgot. Okay. Okay, and the... yeah. We have all of the nominees just written on crumpled up sheets of paper that we decrinkle. Okay. And the Humi goes to... Christina Milian for her beignet truck.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Wow. I'm dying to go to that beignet
truck. Me too.
Can you like follow it on GPS?
I really want some. If it's a truck, you better be able to. I don't know, but like you gotta go.
Jesus. Do you remember what her beignet truck is called?
The beignet box.
Beignet box. There we go. Amazing. That was a pop quiz and you got it right.
Incredible.
Good job. What's next, Lindsay?
The next award is for the best relationship of the year.
Ooh. There were so many relationships. There are always so many relationships.
A lot of these ones didn't really survive the year, but I still think that they deserve to get nominated for Best Relationship of the Year because we really
It's an honor just to be nominated, yeah.
And the nominees for the Humi's Best Relationship of the Year are Safari and Erica Mina, J-Law and Cook Maroney, Liam Payne and Naomi Campbell, Dina Lohan and the guy she met on Twitter, Miranda Lambert and Hot Cop, Cliff Husband and Cliff Wife, Leah Michelle and Zandy, Lady Gaga and Jeremy Renner, rumored, Cory Booker and Coffee,
confirmed,
Leonardo DiCaprio and Camila Maroney.
Did you see the photos of them in Aspen this weekend? And they're like, and their faces are completely covered because they're skiing and they only their eyes are visible.
It's incredible.
I love them.
Helena Bonham Carter and Rye Dag Holmbro. Alex Fine and Cassie. Congratulations on their baby.
Oh.
Anwar Hadid and Dula Peep. Gigi Hadid and Tyler Cameron. Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams. Ashley Benson and Cara Delevingne. And finally, Josh Jackson and Jodie Turner-Smith.
Oh my God, who's going to win? Who's going to win?
And the winner is, let me fuddle with this. Oh, wow, mine sounds like Maya. Ooh, there's lots of.
Oh, you're ripping? I was crumpling.
Oh, I'm ripping a little. Okay, and then winner is Miranda Lambert and Hot Cop.
Oh, they deserve it. Oh.
They really gave us so much joy this year. I'm so thankful for them. Salad throwing. Nice. The true love they found, the mystery of their love. Like, we owe so much to them.
We really do. Unfortunately, they couldn't be here to accept their award, but we can just move on to the next one. Which is, conversely, the worst relationship of the year. Again, so many nominees because there were so many terrible relationships.
They really were. You thought there were good relationships? Wait for the bad ones.
No, there are more bad ones. This was a close one. Lindsay and I sort of argued over this one.
Well,
the winner
of
this. By the way, we know the winners. these were not just given off to whatever PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Elizabeth didn't, but we do.
No, they didn't know. Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
They didn't even know why they were here. Okay, and the nominees for the Humi for Worst Relationship of the Year 2019 are Jonathan Scott and Zooey Deschanel, Christina El Moussa and Aunt Anstead. Tarek El Moussa and his child bride.
What was her name? We don't know. Okay.
Ray J and Princess Love. Rita Ora and Andrew Garfield. Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson and Margaret Qualley. Cory Booker and Rosario Dawson. Pete Davidson and Kaia Gerber. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. Oh my God, there's so many. Halsey and Youngblood. Lori Harvey and Diddy. Brandon Flynn and Richard Madden. Modson and Bella Thorne. There are so many more. Danny Amendola and Olivia Culpo. Janelle Evans and David Eason. ScarJo and Colin Jost. Can you imagine Greta saying any of these names? I'm so glad we kicked
them
out.
I'm so happy Norwegian.
That Norwegian princess and that shaman. Dane Cook and Kelsey Taylor. Nicki Minaj and Kenneth Petty. Jake Paul and Tana Mongeau. Zach Braff and Florence Pugh. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. Lily Allen and David Harbour. And the worst relationship of the year is the one between Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra. Oh my God. Wow. That was a close call. But they were the worst.
They're the worst. They're the worst. They are
terrible. How long
terrible.
Do you think that's going to last?
I don't know, but it is exhausting. Their whole thing was exhausting, like, continues to be exhausting.
I don't like it at all.
Moving on, the next award is for the best hashtag spawn of the year, aside from, you know, our spawn, of course, which was all
incredible,
just fully incredible. Some of the best spawn that you've truly ever heard. Here is some of the best spawn that we heard throughout the year. And the nominees for best spawn are the Fiji lady from the Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
I do.
What happened to her?
Nothing.
The Levi's brand presents Neon Carnival with Bondi Sands and Pokemon Detective Pikachu. That was a party at that. Coachella, remember?
Yeah, I do.
Ellie Kemper for both Hellman's Mayonnaise and Best Foods Mayonnaise.
Wow, double duty.
Tom Hiddleston for Centrum US in China.
I loved that commercial.
Great ad,
that was
great
such
ad.
A good commercial.
Eva Longoria's hyaluronic acid. And Eva Longoria's glycolic acid. Wow, incredible. Two great ads. And finally, Rita Ora for Magnum. She finally got to dip that Magnum.
Oh, I love when celebrities get to dip the Magnum. She was arguably the best person who's ever dipped a Magnum.
Oh, by far the best person. But I don't know if she's going to win. Let me open the envelope and find out.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, here we go.
These envelopes are so huge.
They're huge. They're crazy. Okay. And the winner is hyaluronic acid.
Oh my God.
Eva Longoria, congratulations. L'Oreal, congratulations. Unfortunately, they're not here to take this award. So we'll dip it in acid and mail it to them.
We'll dip it in chocolate, coat it in hyaluronic acid, send it to them. That's nice. What is the award that we're giving out? Is it anything or is it just, you know, acknowledgement? We didn't have the budget for anything tangible. It all went to Elizabeth and Greta. Ah, worst spawn. Ooh, even
this is a
even,
great category.
Even better,
great
even better category.
Category.
Okay.
Unlike our spawn, which has all been good.
The nominees for worst spawn, hashtag spawn of 2019 are Anthony for every piece of spawn he's ever done in 2019. There was, you know, Boursin cheese. There was the artisan collection from Nestle Toll House. There was this coffee maker, this really expensive coffee maker, Seiko. There was Gorton Seafood. There were some Ollie Nutrition Vitamin D gummies. There were so many. I can't even tell you everything. There was Hugo Boss. What was the, like, he modeled? There was so much of it. But that's one. Okay. There was all terrible. Eva Amurri Martino, although maybe she's not keeping the name. Eva Amurri. For KY Jelly. Rachel Brosnahan for Cetaphil. We remember that. Olivia Munn for WAG. Oh, have a good day at work, Olivia Wilde. Okay. Jenny McCarthy for CBD lotion. Remember those photos?
Cute as can be, as she applied Uncle Bud's CBD sunburn soother to her legs. The Masked Singer star left her platinum blonde hair down and perfectly straightened. How could I forget?
Nikki Hilton's now deleted Chuck E. Cheese ad.
Wow, what an incredible one. Do you remember it? She deleted it, but it said, "In celebration of National Unicorn Day, we hit Chuck E. Cheese. I couldn't resist their new raspberry cotton candy flavored churros. They'll be available for a limited time, but for National Unicorn Day tomorrow, 4/9, you can get them for free when you purchase 30 minutes. All you can play."
I love that it says, "I couldn't resist the new raspberry and cotton
sure
candy flavored
could.
Churros," when it's like,
sure.
your job is to resist those.
I'm sure you can. You've been doing it
in
for
your job
so many years.
It's in your job description. Mm-hmm. Resist the raspberry cotton candy churros. Okay. And finally, Kate Flannery for Hot Topic.
This is a new one. This just happened today. Did you see it?
I didn't see it.
There's a picture of her at a Hot Topic. It says, "Wake up. I'm about to take over Hot Topic's Instagram. I'll be live in the store to help you shop and answer some questions live." Kate Flannery from The Office for Hot Topic. That is incredible. Truly incredible.
I know. Well, she's jealous of The Office ladies.
I guess
she's not one of the
she
Office
wasn't
ladies.
Included.
Well, she was there's only room for two hosts on a podcast.
Who's the winner?
Oh, let's see. Hold on. Let me uncrinkle.
Oh my God, it's so loud.
Okay, and the winner of worst hashtag spawn of 2019 is Anthony Porowski for every piece of spawn he's done this year.
Wow, what an amazing. He really has really amassed quite a collection of terrible advertising this year.
I know.
I'm so glad we're paying him tribute, because I'm not sure anyone else is, aside from the bundles of money he dives into every night before he goes to sleep.
And I know that we were just talking about bad Spawn, but to cleanse your palate, let's do some good Spawn. Here's an ad from our sponsor. Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, if I can't... Actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I gotta take them off. The tour's over. Gotta prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the 2019 UBI Awards, live at the Beverly Hilton in Los Angeles, hosted by Elizabeth Holmes and Greta Thunberg.
No, sir, okay, it's actually not, it's actually us. Are we still paying him, that, like, guy?
No, it's pre-recorded.
Okay, fine. Okay, great.
It was pre-recorded.
Okay, yikes. Okay, well, the next category is for Best Original Song. I gotta say,
I love this category.
Vox Lux came out last year, so I didn't know we could top it, but there were some contenders. And do you want to say something?
No, okay. I don't want to say anything.
And the nominees are Bipping. She's cool. She's hip. She's bit the punky chair. Jordan McGraw. We met at a party.
We met at a party, and she told me a name, but then I forgot it. Took me back to a place. Now I wonder, oh, does she feel the same?
Peppa Pig, Expert Daddy Pig.
Daddy Pig is handy as we all can see, hanging up a picture of the family. He taps with his hammer so expertly.
Summer Walker for the song I'll Kill You. That Girl Lele, Super Size XL. And finally, our favorite song from Eurovision, Australia's entry, Zero Gravity. Okay. And the winner is... That's right, a hooligan favorite, Jordan McGraw's We Met at a Party. I forget
oh
how
my
it
god,
goes.
I love that song. Are you gonna play the Sarah? Oh, I guess Sarah Hyland is always on that. I was gonna say the Sarah Hyland version, but that's all the
how does
versions.
It go? Can you imagine, like, Greta Thunberg singing We Met at a Party? I'm sad that she had to
it's
go.
Like, met it goes, I can't do it without thinking Billy Currington and Shania Twain. I'm having me a party.
It's not that
that's
though.
All I can think of. It's We met at a party.
Yeah.
No, that's Party for Two again.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll never...
Well, we just played the clip here. We did it in post, okay? We did it in post.
We met at a party.
Okay, what's the next award, Bobby?
The next award is the Humi for the best Bobby impression of 2019.
How did this get on here? This is a new one for
this year. Oh my God, I don't know.
You started doing impressions this year and honestly, it got out of control.
You don't have to play all these clips. In fact, please don't.
I think you need to do each one of them as you go.
These are the nominees. The nominees are JoJo Siwa. Which sounded something like this. And then Elizabeth Holmes, which sounded something like this. And then,
it's crazy that the real Elizabeth Holmes almost could have heard you do an impression of her.
I know. She sounded. I sound just like the real Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then Bobby's impression of Al Pacino, which sounded something like this.
Sounds a lot like JoJo, but louder.
I know it does.
Okay.
A little gruffer.
Yeah.
More gruff.
Uh-huh.
Baby Yoda, which... Something like this. It sounded. I don't even remember what I was doing.
I don't remember either. I think you did Al Pacino as Baby Yoda, but that's fine.
Oh yeah. Ugh. Okay. And then Hannah Gadsby as Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
Wow. Okay.
Which same did I something like this? I don't know. I don't remember. I really wanted to cut everything related to Hannah Gadsby out of my brain. The WB Frog. What sounded something like this?
Well, what's funny is you doing all these in a row are like, they're so bad.
They're all bad.
Yeah.
I can't do impressions. Who am I?
Yeah.
One of those Saturday Night Live people who does impressions?
Truly.
I can't do that.
I can't.
And the final nominee for Best Bobby Impression is the sound of Harrison Ford's earrings getting vacuumed up by Calista Flockhart, which sounded something like this.
Oh wow, an audience favorite.
Oh my God. Oh my God. And the Humi for Best Bobby Impression goes to.
Does it technically just go to you?
It goes to me, so I'm here.
Okay.
The sound of Harrison Ford's earrings getting vacuumed up by Calista Flockhart,
wow.
Which sounded something like this. Oh, wow. That was so
incredible.
Fun. Oh, my God.
An incredible sound. Wow. What an incredible impression you've done. You should apply for SNL with that thing.
I know. I'm gonna send a video. Actually, as if I have video. I'm going to send clips. I'll
send an audio clip.
They set the USB drive on fire.
Okay. Moving.
Put this in the furnace.
The next award is Best Who to Them Transformation. One of my favorites. A classic.
Oh, I love this one.
A classic. And the nominees are... It's a short list. It's kind of nice. Short list. Here we go. Lizzo, Billy Porter, Billie Eilish, and Baby Yoda. Wow.
Because he went from who to them instantly.
I got it. So we've got this great list, a great short list. And who is the winner? Let me check. This is tough. Everybody on this list is so iconic. Wow.
I hate this episode so much.
Okay. And the winner of Best Who to Them Transformation of 2019 is Lizzo!
Oh, wow, Lizzo, congrats!
Congratulations.
We all saw that coming.
We knew. Congratulations, Lizzo. She's not here to pick up this award, which is surprising because you'd think she would.
I don't know.
Okay, well, it's fine.
The next award we're handing out today is a Hooligan's Choice. I don't know if you saw this. We had voting on Instagram and
today.
Twitter on Instagram and Twitter today, and we put out the nominees, the long list, which then turned into a face-off battle, and ultimately a winner was chosen.
By you!
Okay, so the nominees were, for Breakout Who, 2019, were Jameela Jamil, Olivia Jade, Lori Harvey, Lil Nas X, James Charles, Marianne Williamson, Megan Thee Stallion, and Kiki Palmer. Okay, let's find out. Let me check the phone for the winner of all of the polls. Oh my God. Sorry to this woman. Kiki Palmer has won the Breakout Who Award.
Oh my, I'm so happy. People really voted on who they wanted to win this prestigious award.
Congrats to Kiki Palmer. I'm sorry you couldn't be here to collect your award, which again is just an acknowledgement. But you should be proud.
We'll be sure to send it to you. We'll be sure to send it to you.
People were saying that you said that there's already been some pushback that she is a them. But sorry to this audience. She is a who still.
She's a breakout who. Maybe she'll, rise up next year. I'm praying for her every day. Trust me, I want this as much as you do. But no, this year she is a breakout who. A big breakout who. in our hearts and minds. Okay, what is the next category? Oh, I love this category. This is a great category. I love this. These here are the nominees for Best Villain of 2019. And the nominees are Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, wow.
Jordan Woods.
Oh, my God.
Miranda Lambert. Hadrian, the gay ghost that's haunting Simon Cowell's house. Elizabeth Holmes. Oh, damn, oh, she shit. Left, or oh, she could have maybe picked
she
this one
She might be backstage,
up.
But no.
Lori Loughlin. Oh. Our enemies at American Media,
oh,
Inc.
Oh, my goodness.
And, last but not least, Wendy Williams' ex-husband, Kevin Hunter. Who will get this award?
I don't know. This is really the cream of the crop. Like the curdling cream of the crop.
Am I opening the envelope or am I just rumpling some paper? Okay, and the winner is Lori Loughlin.
Oh my goodness. She could not be here to accept her award either, but good, because we would all be yelling if she would get booed more than Elizabeth did.
Well, she can't be here because she's trying to figure out what to do with her situation. We're still in limbo over there, so.
Accepting her award is Felicity Huffman. Thank you, Lori. You did us so many wonderful favors this year by becoming an instantly iconic villain in both the Hooniverse and pop culture at large. We really appreciate all of the work that you put in. And I'm sure Olivia appreciates it too. The next Whomy is for Best Inanimate Who of 2019. Okay.
This is one of the worst
ones. This is a
bad
one.
Truly.
Okay. The nominees for Best Inanimate Who of 2019 are the stray dot on Sarah Huckabee Sanders' notes app statement. Remember that dot?
Remember
dot?
That? I don't remember.
She posted a screenshot, but then she accidentally put a dot on it. Remember that?
Incredible.
I love that dot.
That was an incredible moment. Yeah, the dot.
Giselle Bündchen's Munchkins.
Were they technically her sisters that she brought to her?
They were brought to her from the other Bündchen.
Karen Bündchen. What was Giselle's sister's name? Like Deborah?
Sharon.
Lori.
Sharon. Leslie.
Celine.
Missy.
Leslie. Okay, great. Okay, cool. All right.
The baby carts at Trader Joe's.
Wow, an iconic
moment. The Garlock
Falls.
Wow,
incredible.
The San Andreas' younger cousin or older cousin? A cousin.
Uh-huh. We learned so much this year that we forgot immediately.
The internet's massive selection of R.I.P. Paul Walker bumper stickers, coffee, wine, and Amazon Prime tote bags, the fake Parthenon.
Oh, the origin story of Mean Grease.
Muhammad Hadid's unfinished Mega Mansion, the Starship Enterprise, and finally,
still standing, baby.
Digital fur technology.
Wow, who's going to win this one? It seems totally random.
The Whomy for Best Inanimate Who is... The fake Parthenon.
Wow, Nashville, this goes to you. This one's for you, Nashville.
Oh, I thought this was the one
Edinburgh.
That's in Edinburgh. Yeah, both of them.
There's
both
two.
Get it.
We
both
learned.
Get it.
Okay. Congratulations. You
both.
Can share the prize.
What's the next award?
Best Feud. This
Ooh,
one's
this
good.
One.
This one's good. And the nominees for Best Feud are Harry Hamlin and Lisa Rinna versus Nicolette Sheridan. Stacey London versus Clinton Kelly. What happened to them? Who knows? Rose Hanbury, Marchioness of Chumley versus Kate Middleton. Mm. Olivia Munn versus the Fug Girls. Lala Kent and Randall Emmett versus 50 Cent.
Oh, I love that one.
Or,
I
as
love
they
that
say,
one.
Fofty. Jackie Weaver versus Angelica Houston. Ed Sheeran versus his neighbors. Peppa Pig versus Iggy Azalea. Omarion versus Lil Fizz. Titus Burgess versus Andy Cohen. V Tulsi's sister. Wait, I'm sorry. Tulsi's sister V MSNBC. Tulsi.
I love Tulsi's sister.
Laura Spencer versus Prince George.
Oh, that
iconic,
was an iconic
notes apology.
Feud.
Muhammad Hadid versus the city of Los Angeles. And the winner is, wow, this is a tough one. So many great feuds this year. Wow, incredible.
Oh my goodness.
All right, let me open this envelope or something. And the winner is Olivia Munn versus the Fug Girls.
Remember that feud?
Yes.
Remember how she used like pages?
That was an incredible feud because she really thought she was doing something and then turns out it all backfired,
she
which is an incredible reason
so
to start a feud.
Wrong. And, but I got to give her credit. She never deleted that horrible tweet. It's still up.
The one that was her essay. Just, that she was wrong
I think
for.
She still thinks that she's like so right, that no one's ever been more right than she was.
But maybe that's why this feud is our winner of the year, because she's so, no one has ever actually, she's never properly understood why she maybe was wrong in this situation.
Okay. Ooh, and the next award is the We Still Don't Know Her Award. It's our favorite award of the year. We give it out every year. Oh, my
goodness. Oh, I love this award. We Still Don't Know Her. Okay. I wonder who it could
be. I don't know. Okay, so the nominees for the We Still Don't Know Her Award of 2019 are Kobe Smulders, Stumptown herself. Karen Stumptown on the ABC show. Caroline Calloway, still don't know her. No idea.
Nope.
We'll
sorry,
never
don't
know her.
Who she is.
We'll never know
don't
her.
Know her. No, never gonna
don't
ask
need to be
and
told about
to
her. Nothing. Ava Max, asymmetrical haircut queen, or at least like
who is she?
Asymmetrical haircut peasant. I'm not sure. She's not quite a queen.
Wait, what? Okay, wow.
I don't know. Sebastian Stan. Thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow. She has no idea who he is.
She didn't know who he was.
Halle Bailey.
The future Little Mermaid, often mistaken for Halle Berry.
And, oh my God, Alexander Daddario. Wow.
She's nominated again?
She's nominated every year. We still don't know her?
She's
won the past 2 years. Okay, let's see.
Will she sweep?
I don't know. She might keep sweeping. Okay, let's
see.
This would
be a huge record for her.
And the Humi for We Still Don't Know Her goes to... Oh my God. God, 3 years running. It goes to Alexandra Daddario.
No way.
Oh my
no
God.
Way. Congrats. She broke her own record of 2 years in a row. We still don't know her. I could not tell you who she is.
What a story. To have been around winning awards for 3 years and we still don't know her. Amazing. She's an icon, a legend, and she will never be the moment. What's the next category, Lindsay?
Incredible. Wow, moving right along. We have Tweet of the Year.
Oh, I think this might be my favorite category.
This is a crazy category. This is a crazy one. Sometimes you're like, what are the tweets? Were there even good tweets? Because there's so many bad ones. But let me tell you, the celebrities, they were tweeting this year. And here were some of our favorites. Okay, and the nominees for Tweet of the Year are Gigi Hadid for... At Postmates, you have the worst customer service of all time. Have been a great customer for years and hoped as a company you'd realize the real need for better quality of your services as a whole. Continued. The amount of times food is damaged, taken, or doesn't arrive correctly is only less disgraceful than how your customer service representatives act from an unreachable pedestal. Your one sandwich refund is just annoying after 5 to 10 business days. And continued. At Postmates. Continued. You have heard from enough people who's technically this is more than one tweet, but we're counting it as one. Blah, 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 blah. Just do better. Okay, wow, incredible. Wow. Oh, my God. It's from Josh Gad at Pratt, 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 or Chris Pratt. And the tweet is, congratulations, guys. Terrible tweet.
I just got shivers with that tweet.
The next tweet is from Michael Bolton. I got my first record deal when I was 15 and haven't slept since. In all seriousness, there were technical issues with the live feed and they caught me tweeting. Had a great interview once they fixed the glitch. Hashtag fake news. Hashtag 50th anniversary. Hashtag symphony of hits. That was when he fell asleep on air, remember?
Yeah, well, he says he didn't fall asleep, but we all know the truth. We all know the truth.
I argue he fell asleep. All right. The next tweet in the nominees for best tweet of the year is from a guy named Jesse Douglas Nadler. And it says... I am not a catfish. I'm real as real. And it's a photo. If you remember, this was Dina Lohan's catfish boyfriend.
Well, he wasn't a catfish boyfriend. He was just...
He was a real boyfriend. They just broke up.
He behaved like a catfish boyfriend.
Okay. The next nominee on Tweet of the Year is actually quite a few tweets from the one and only Constance Wu. Okay, here we go. So upset right now that I'm literally crying. Ugh, fuck. Next tweet. Fucking hell. Next tweet. That was not a rampage. It was just how I normally talk. I say fuck a lot. Y'all are making a lot of assumptions about what I was saying. It's not what it's about. No, it's not what this is about. Stop assuming. Next tweet. Today's tweets were on the heels of a tough day and were ill-timed with the news of the show. Please know I'm grateful for Fresh Off the Boat renewal. I love the cast and crew. I'm proud to be part of it. For all the fan support, thank you. For all who support my casual use of the word fuck, thank you too. Wow. What an incredible run of
What tweets. A deliberate misread of the reason people were mad at her. Trying to say that people are mad at her for saying fuck when it was really because she was like pissed off at the show that made her famous.
Okay, sure. Okay, the next tweet in the nominees for Tweet of the Year are, here's a tweet from Tyler Oakley that says, yes, I am. Let's duet. I am almost good. And then Troye Sivan replying, no, but keep going. Yellow heart. And finally, in the nominees for Tweet of the Year, Frankie Muniz's tweet from April 13th, 2019, my store is fun. Outrageous olive oils is the jam, y'all.
What a cute Incredible. Little tweet. Incredible. I love that tweet.
Yes. Okay. Who will win? Here we go. Let me open my envelope. Thank you for Twitter for nothing. They did had nothing to do with this, okay? And the winner of Tweet of the Year goes to Constance Wu.
Constance, you won.
For ruining her career via a slew of tweets. Just kidding. She'll do that other ways more effectively. Okay, congratulations to you. Constance Sorry about your Wu. Loss, meaning having to do Fresh Off the Boat for one more season. Moving
Who appears
on.
In the Jennifer Lopez film Hustlers. Okay. Oh, wow.
She's going to sue you for that one.
What's the next category? The next category is the Rita Ora Memorial I Don't Know Her Award. Oh, wow. This is a big one. So there are no nominees. This is just, you know, we just give out this award to one lucky winner. And this year's Rita Ora Award. This award is given out to a iconic who delivers an I Don't Know Her or gives an I Don't Know Her in a spectacular fashion. And this year, no one I Don't Know Heard anyone better than Billie Eilish, I Don't Know Heard, Van Halen. Let's play a clip of it here.
Wow.
You know who Madonna is.
I do know who Madonna is.
You know, can you name a Van Halen?
Who?
I'm going to start crying.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. Billie Eilish, I don't knowing Van Halen. This is incredible. This is one for the ages. Mariah Carey would be proud. Rita Ora would be confused. And let's move on. We have a new category. Uh-huh. This is a new one.
A lot of those have been
new. Wow, this is a terrible name for an award, but it is called Food Content of the Year. Wait, can we not have
What do we call it, like, who Food of the Year?
Who Food of the Year? This year was a big year for food on Who Weekly, so we created a new category called Who Food of the Year. Terrible name, but really an important thing for the show, so we couldn't let these people not get recognized, okay?
No.
So Who Food of the Year, it goes to, you know, cooks, chefs, not cooks, not chefs, food, items themselves, just
really whatever we decide it goes to is how who it goes
Truly.
To.
And the nominees for Who Food of the Year are Adrian Bailon's tuna sandwich dipped in fruit punch.
Mm. Oh, disgusting. We ate that. We tried it.
The entirety of the Bon Appetit Test Kitchen. Bunch of who's that really filled Bobby's life with joy this year. Abby Cornish's milkshake. Book tour. I don't remember this at all.
Me either.
Okay. The Duggars Yellow Pocket Angel Eggs. Incredible.
That was so gross. I hated that.
Jonathan Cheban's disgusting cake made of his disgusting face.
I hate that cake.
Remember that one? That cake looks like Annabelle. Okay. And finally, Laura Prepon. And her YouTube channel, the one that looks like she's like in the bunker.
Yeah. She's hiding out.
Incredible. Who will win this year? Maybe we'll get to try some free food. Maybe they'll, you know, send us some of their food. Okay, here
Who's
we
gonna
go.
Be?
Opening up. And the winner is Adrian Bailon's tuna sandwich dipped in fruit punch.
Oh my God. One of my favorite Who moments of the year, actually.
Well deserving. Deserving.
She had a big year.
We tried
She won this.
And it was disgusting.
She was on Masked Singer. She won the Who Award for Best Food Who of the Year. Big year for Adrian Bailon.
Huge. Three big things. All right, let's move on.
The next Who Me is for Best Nepotism, another new category. Okay.
Wow.
We know what nepotism is. Let's announce the nominees for Best Nepotism 2019. The nominees are Jordan McGraw, Patrick Schwarzenegger, Ella Travolta, Maya Hawke, Duke Nicholson, Jake Cannavale, Tala Alamuddin, Cook Maroney, and Lori Harvey.
so many people given a leg up by their family connections.
And there were so
year.
Many more.
It's honestly inspiring.
If you think this is an exhaustive list, you're out of your mind. It's all nepotism these
you're
days.
You're out of your mind. There's so much more where this came from.
And the winner of the Whomy for best nepotism goes to... Oh my goodness. The Whomy for best nepotism goes to Lori Harvey. Oh. Oh, you had heard nothing about Lori Harvey, and now she's everywhere. Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori.
She's dating Future right now, yeah. I've heard. She's just she's making her mark. She is making her mark. Congratulations to Lori.
Congratulations to Lori. What's next, Lindsay?
Wow, is it that time we've gotten to the end of the awards?
I hope so. Oh, I hope so.
It flew right by. Thank you to everyone for listening to us all of 2019, the years before. We so appreciate it. This award is really for you. This show is really mm-hmm. for you because you know that as soon as we say anything, we forget it immediately. Mm-hmm. So this show is really for you. And honestly, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Let's do the final category.
Final category is... the hooligan sign-off of the year. This one we did not control. It was all about what you guys took from the garbage that we put on the internet this year. And let me tell you, it's inspiring to know what sticks and what mm-hmm. doesn't. The nominees for sign-off of the year are Me in Greece, Women Don't Belong in Balloons, Googie Gaga, didn't really catch on, gotta say, Hyaluronic Acid, Live in La Vida Laptop, and Sorry to This Man.
Wow. Great sign-offs. I love all of those sign-offs.
These are great sign-offs. And this was only a fraction of the sign-offs that the hooligans came
Remember
up
when
with.
They brought back that MacBook briefly? That MacBook. I love that MacBook.
Was that like from last year,
I think
though?
It was from last year, but then someone started doing it again this year. That MacBook. Okay.
Incredible. You guys are just incredible. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for even remembering what we say, let alone repeating it back to us. Thank you for calling us 619 Who Them on the hotline. Oh. And the winner of the sign-off of the year, here we go.
Okay, who is it?
Is Me in Greece.
Wow, my favorite one.
You made it up. You said it. Driving in... in the mini Parthenon parking lot, you said Me in Greece, and that was the end.
You took my like minor brain fart and turned it into the sign-off of 2019, and presumably beyond.
What a year it's been.
Wow, what a great award show. Thank you all for coming to the Beverly Hilton Hotel. This is such a stupid joke. To watch the Whomies, it was so much fun. Thanks.
People are going to think that we had a live Whomies.
No, they're not.
We did not. Okay,
no
but
one's
we
gonna
did
think
it. Just
that?
FYI, we did it. We did
no
it.
No one's going to think that. Okay, thank you so it. Much for listening to our show. Thank you so much for listening to Who Weekly this year. And look, we're not taking any breaks. You're getting another episode on Friday. This isn't like the end of anything. There are more to come. There's not a break.
Thank you for, if you came to a live show this year, maybe you came to two, thank you so much for doing that. That is really incredible.
If you support us on Patreon, patreon.com/whoweekly, thank you so much. You help keep the show going. If you didn't support us in all those ways, we wouldn't be able to bring you deranged content like today's Whomies. 3 years in a row.
Who do you think paid for Greta Thunberg to show up? Not me. No, we did. We didn't. It was just me doing it.
And that was just me doing Elizabeth Holmes. It wasn't actually Elizabeth Holmes, you guys. Come on. I know we're very convincing and very, very, you know.
What if somebody was like, they took our hard-earned Patreon money and spent it on Elizabeth Holmes? God.
Our minor contract finally canceled. Thank you so much
Thank
for listening.
You
we'll
so
talk
much.
To you later. Call 619 Who Them if you have any concerns over this episode or our well-being. And we will see you on
Happy
Friday.
Holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye.
You or Jayla? Yo,
they want to know.
I want to be famous.
Me in Greece. Crunch, crunch, Me in Greece.
Me in Greece.
Me in Greece.
You're definitely not going to play this, but there you go. Crunch, crunch, Me in Greece.
Love the pod. Thanks so much. Crunch, crunch, Me in Greece.
All right. The Thorn, Bella Thorn, Crunch, Crunch, and Me in Greece. Bye-bye.
Me in Greece. Lena Dunham in Greece. We're all in Greece. I'm dying in Greece. Bye.
You indeed belong in balloons. Thanks.
Garjo Yummy Pop, Me in Greece, Women Do Indeed Belong in Balloons.
Good Form Bella Thorne, RIP, Scarjo Yummy Pop,
Me and Greece, women do belong in balloons. Crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch. Me and Greece.
Crunch, crunch. Me and Greece. Guard your yummy pop.
Okay. Crunch, crunch. Me and Greece. So thank you so much. I love you. Me and Greece.
Please, you'll never call this, but maybe it's a Lindsay Lohan, not in Greece.
Crunch, crunch. Colby Smulders. Me and Greece. Bye.
Okay, crunch, crunch, me and Grease.
Crunch, crunch, ScarJo, yummy pop, me and Grease.
Crunch, crunch, me and Grease.
Crunch, crunch, me and Grease. ScarJo, yummy pop, crunch, crunch, love you, me and Grease, bye.
You know, murder me and Grease, bye.
Crunch, crunch, me and Grease. Nobody belongs in a balloon. Thank you, love you, bye.
Anyway, crunch, crunch, in Grease, I'm on a balloon.
Okay, me and Grease.
Me and Grease.
Crunch, crunch, me and Grease.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for everything you do, Crunch, Yummy Pop, ScarJo, yep, bye.